The U.S. Central Command statement says extensive planning went into the operation to ensure its successful execution. The statement continues, an initial review indicates there were no civilian casualties. Maher al-Argal was the leader of Islamic State in Syria, one of the top five leaders of the militant group in the world. U.S. Central Command says he was responsible for developing ISIS cells and networks outside of Iraq and Syria. The assassination deals another blow to ISIS attempts to regroup after significant losses in the region. The U.S. maintains about 900 troops in Syria following years of civil war, although it's unclear what President Biden's long-term plan is for America's involvement in Syria. Nina Marepotz, Washington.